This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
A degree to do what you're doing.
Sure, and I think many of those skills were taught to me by my children. You know, I was a young mom, like I said, my kids are 24 and 21.
In other words, you died to self.
So exactly. They became first, yes. And many lessons were learned in raising them. And my son was born 10 weeks early and suffers from cerebral palsy.
Oh.
So I had to really be his advocate in getting him the things that he needed, not only in his education, but in his medical life as well. So just really learned how to speak up for one that doesn't have a voice. And I think I do that for our clients. Many people have the perception that our clients are ones that don't have a job or don't want to work or not have aspirations. And that's not true. Our clients that we are seeing since the pandemic, we've really seen a different face of poverty. You know, these are families that are working, that have a job, that are having to stay in their car because they can't make a rent payment. They're having to stay in a hotel.
So are you the developmental director as well? So you have to go out and solicit funds, I presume?
Absolutely. So as CEO, I wear many hats. And
wow.
Unfortunately,
because that's a whole
yeah,
profession.
Unfortunately,
itself.
Right now we don't have a development director, but I am looking to hire, and I hope the Lord brings me that special someone, and I do think He has one in His plan for us. But currently, that is a major hat that I wear, and in the wave of devastation that we've all just experienced, this is no one in our area has seen or are used to tornadoes. And this is just prime example, also the pandemic, that Graceway Village believes in our mission, and we are there, and we step up, and we go into action and help those that need help. Our neighbors are in need, and it could be, your grandkids may go to school with a friend that could be possibly homeless. In St. Lucie County school system, there's over 2,000 children registered as homeless. And
2,000 are registered.
That's correct. It's actually 2,772 children are registered as homeless. And
thank you for knowing that number.
Oh, every child needs a voice.
Okay.
And it's unreal. And there is absolutely no homeless shelter in St. Lucie County for families. So Graceway Village.
There's no.
No, sir.
Now, we have one up here in Indian River County. But you don't have one down there.
No, St. Lucie County does not have one for families.
And you're huge.
Mm.
I mean, St. Lucie County is the fastest growing county, isn't it? I think in Florida. It used to be Palm Bay, but I think it's you now.
Sure.
It's one or the
it's
other.
It's large.
You're either one or two.
Yes. So with that, we have the vision to create an opportunity for families threatened with homelessness to come and stay with us for 1 month to 18 months, depending on where they are in life.
Do you have that now?
No, sir. This is our vision.
So how much money do you need?
The good Lord knows, but it's 4.3 total.
4.3 total. Oh, might expand that. 4.3 total.
Yes. And we are about...
That's weekly spending cash for some people around here.
Oh, my goodness.
We have more Fortune 500.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Well, we have more Fortune 500 retired CEOs. Than any zip code in the United States of America, so.
I really call on their heart to take a look around them and see the need. Like I mentioned before, whenever I didn't know about Graceway Village, I was really in my own rut, going to the grocery store, being a stay-at-home mom, taking the kids to school, never seeing the poverty that existed. So once that's revealed to you, once you open your eyes and really see the area surrounding you and the people that make up your community, I feel we're as strong as our weakest link.
Now, let me ask you about your growing up days. Were you impoverished or were you rich? Were you middle class? What were you?
I would say my dad was a commercial fisherman. My mother, she was a dental assistant. And
they do well.
She did really good. She was able to be with us before school and drop us off. And then after school, she worked from 8 to 2:30. So it was a wonderful job for her. But I would not say that we were poverty stricken. But my mom has many stories of my dad making a strike and catching some fish on Christmas Eve and her going out and getting Christmas presents. So we had everything. And as a child, I didn't know those struggles. You know, we had everything. I never went hungry.
Let me ask you this. The Lord always provided. So I was brought up very prosperous initially. My father was an attorney at law, but he was killed young. And then my mother married the vice president of IBM. So there was a lot of dough. And then there was alcoholism and things got bad. Then there was a divorce. My mother and I were relegated to a little apartment downtown. So I've lived in impoverished territory. And then later on in life as a struggling songwriter, I lived in the ghetto of Troy, New York. Now, I bring this up only for the fact that, first of all, if you're in the ghetto, you can get out of the ghetto. I got out of the ghetto. But the Lord got me out of the ghetto. But I will say this. The other day, I was with Michael. And, you know, and I was with a pastor. Who was I with? Pastor Trevor. Do you know Pastor Trevor?
No, sir, I don't believe I do.
Well, you need to meet them.
Okay.
They have a little Presbyterian church in town here. His dad's a doctor. His brother's a doctor. His grandfather before him was a doctor. He's going pre-med.
Nice.
He meets his wife, who's a physician's assistant. Well, they fell madly in love, and she got to be a physician's assistant, but she introduced him to Jesus, and now he's a pastor.
Amen.
But we're down there, and we're bringing bags. He invited me over to the church over in Oslo. We back up the bags, and we go down by you, by Spanish Lakes, the other side of the street.
Okay.
They're a little poor community. And he says, I'm just taking these 8 to 10 families here, and I visit them frequently so they get to know me. In other words, it's an intimacy.
Sure.
You don't have to feed the world. You know, feed the ones in front of you consistently.
Sure.
Anyway. So when we went up to the gates, I'm trying to be honest here. I am being honest. I still get scared of poverty. When we were there delivering the food, it's like, oh, man. I don't know. I said, maybe I'm just not cut out for delivering food. And yet I have a heart for people.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've had ups and downs in my own life, I guess the lack of discipline scares me when I see people living these lives and maybe not making a step forward to be better. Maybe they can't. I mean, I don't know the circumstances.
Am I a bad guy for being
afraid of poverty?
I think the Lord's called us to multiple areas, you know, and that's why I love Graceway Village so much. So we're not only there meeting our clients' needs, we're meeting the needs of volunteers who have time on their hands that want to come out and serve. We're meeting the needs of those that are able to give financially. So they're able to give to Graceway Village so that we can put their hard-earned money to work in our community. You know, so we're there not only just to meet the client's needs, but also for the needs of our community
as a whole. Have you ever, so put out your hand to shake my hand. Have you ever had anybody do this? They're shaking your hand, but they're looking over your shoulder to see if there's someone more important in the crowd.
Uh-oh.
I had that done here by a famous realtor. We had the Boston Pops here. She comes right up to me, shakes my hand. You're looking around, who's someone? I saw Bernie Sanders at a parade a couple of years ago up in Vermont. And this young man, and you know, Bernie's supposed to be, you know, this, you know, bleeding heart liberal guy. Anyway, so this guy comes up to him, a young guy, maybe 30. And he goes, shakes his hand. Bernie shakes his hand. Well, it was at the end of a July 4th parade, but Bernie's looking all over the place for somebody more important. And at that moment, it was a great learning thing for me. I realized the Lord said, you cannot feed a million people.
Mm-hmm.
You can feed a million ones. In other words, feed the one that's in front of you. Because we all like to be, at least men, like to be grandiose. I want to feed the world. And God saying, okay, well, why don't you go down and volunteer for her and make some sandwiches?
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, I agree with that idea, too, that, you know, we can't help everyone. And that's why our restorative facility is also just for families. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to help the individual who's homeless.
I used to volunteer over at our father's soup kitchen here, and I'd make lunches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I started seeing the same people.
Mm-hmm.
What worries me is that give a man a fish, he'll eat well tonight. Teach a man how to fish, he'll eat well the rest of it. Your father was a fisherman.
Yes, he
professional.
Was.
Professional. So, you know, if people, it's just like enabling people who are addicted to drugs.
Sure.
Instead of saying, I know it's hard for you to let your child go,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't let him almost die, he's going to definitely die because you're feeding him his drugs. Stop giving him money. Stop getting him out of the holes. Stop getting him out of prison. There was a young man in here this morning who went to prison. He said his friend turned him in who he'd robbed a bank, but he turned him in. He said, why'd you turn me in? He said, well, I got $1,000 so I could buy more drugs.
Oh, no.
He said the best thing in the world was going to jail. He got 10 years. He did 5. He got born again.
Amen.
Totally sold out on Jesus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I want to ask you. Now, let's go to the spiritual. Were you brought up spiritually? If not, when did you come to a saving knowledge of Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
I can remember the day still today.
Beautiful.
I was a young person, though. I was under 10. But like
under
I said,
10.
I can remember it. And I came to my mom and I said, I want Jesus. I want to make him, you know, in my life. I want him. And she said, okay. And we prayed, you know, together. And
yeah.
At the time, I asked the Lord into my heart, right? But
yes.
Not knowing at the time that that meant making him Lord of your life,
yeah.
You know. But anyway, and I went on and played, right? Well, I can remember coming back to her and saying, I don't feel anything different. I think I need to do it again. So we did it again, right? The
yeah.
third time I came back to her again. And she says, now, Crystal, and here is where, I'm going to get emotional. She taught me about the assurance of salvation. And how you don't have to keep coming back. You will never be plucked out of his hand once
you
are
that?
In.
I sure hope
absolutely.
You're right.
Absolutely. I believe it 100%. And from that day forward, really, his decisions became my decisions. And I think that's the important thing, is making him Lord of your life, allowing him to lead, seeking his guidance on everything that you do. That's the difference between just believing in him and actually having a relationship with him, you know.
And that's spectacular.
I was able to grow up. I was very blessed to live in a home where my parents were both in their Bible. I can remember writing notes to my mom in the morning because I, I knew she was going to get it because she would be in her Bible. I would put it in her Bible. So I would write these little notes to her and stick it in there because I knew she would open her word and be in it that morning. So same with my dad. So
it's funny how people in darkness think that wanting to read the Bible is a bondage, whereas we see that those people who are in bondage, you're set free by God.
Amen, yeah.
Jesus never condemned anybody.
There is such freedom in the Lord.
Yes, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. By the way, in case you're just tuning in, we're talking with the CEO of Graceway Village in St. Lucie County, and her name is Crystal Netherton.
Yes.
Netherton. And I was thinking of the Netherlands there.
Oh.
I was thinking, Netherton. And so it's delightful to have you here. Now,
Thank you.
By the way, if somebody's listening to this broadcast and they'd like to make a contribution, do you have a website?
Absolutely. So gracewayvillage.com is our website. They can donate right there. They can also find out information about our two main programs. So currently we are meeting crisis needs through food and clothing.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m. 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Mightier than thunder, stronger than the seas, softer than velvet.